بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد عن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاه الرجل في جماعه تزيد على صلاته في بيته وصلاته في سوقه بضع وعشرين درجه وذلك ان احدهم اذا توضا فاحسن الوضوء ثم اتى المسجد لا ينهزه الا الصلاه لا يريد إلا الصلاة لم يخطو خطوة إلا رفع له بها درجة وحط عنه بها خطيئة حتى يدخل المسجد فإذا دخل المسجد كان في الصلاة ما كانت الصلاة هي تحبسه والملائكة يصلون على أحدكم ما دام في مجلسه الذي صلى فيه يقولون اللهم ارحمه اللهم اغفر له اللهم تب عليه ما لم يؤذي فيه ما لم يحدث فيه متفق عليه وهذا لفظ مسلم. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the salah a person will perform in jama'at, that is referring to salah in the masjid, is more virtuous than the salah which he will make in his house or he will make in the marketplace by more than 20 times. The reward is multiplied more than 20 times. This refers to a person who makes wudu and then he makes a beautiful wudu. Thereafter, he heads for the masjid. It is only salah that is motivating him to go to the masjid. His intention is nothing else but discharging this order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of salah. This being the case, then every step he will take will cause one rank to be raised in the hereafter, and one sin to be wiped away until he enters the masjid. When he enters the masjid, thereafter he will be considered to be in salah as long as it is salah that is keeping him in the masjid. And the angels of Allah Ta'ala, they will continue to make dua for him as long as he is sitting in the place wherein he has performed salah. The dua they will make for him is that, oh Allah, have mercy upon him. Allah, forgive him. Allah, accept his repentance. As long as he is remaining in the masjid, he is not a source of harm to anyone, nor does his wudu break. This is the chapter of sincerity. We've heard many ahadith. In this particular hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find this expression in this hadith that this person leaves for the masjid, لا ينهزه إلا الصلاة, لا يريد إلا الصلاة. It is only salah that is motivating him. He has no other purpose or objective besides salah. So this is the reason why Imam Nawawi rahimullah has included this hadith in this particular chapter, is this expression in the hadith referring to his motivation, his intention for proceeding to the masjid being salah, the fulfillment of the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many other matters which are referred to in this hadith which are of benefit to us and actually pertain to us on a daily basis. The first is the exhortation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that salah should be made in the masjid in jama'at. In this hadith it is mentioned more than 20 times, it is multiplied. Many other hadiths we find 25 times, some hadiths we find 27 times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the reward of salah if it is performed in the masjid in jama'at. Secondly, we find in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this expression is used, which is found in many other hadiths, إِذَا تَوَضَّعَ فَأَحْسَنَ الْوُضُوء. That when a person makes wudu, he has to make a good, a beautiful wudu. Ulama explained this to mean that when making wudu, we should discharge all the sunan, the adab, the etiquettes of wudu. Simple virtue or simple sunnat, which nowadays tends to get neglected, is that of miswak. It's mentioned in some hadith that the wudu is, the reward of the wudu is multiplied 70 times. Some riwayat it comes that the reward of the salah made after such a wudu is multiplied 90 times if a person has to make miswak while making wudu. Likewise, all the other various sunnats which we should take the trouble to learn and exercise when we are making wudu. The reward is so great, Allah Ta'ala. Every aspect of salah is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we find a person is walking to the masjid, see the meaning in the hadith, every step Allah is rewarding him. Allah is raising his ranks in akhirat. Allah Ta'ala is wiping away his sins. Thereafter, another lesson we learn from this hadith is this expression, ما كانت الصلاة هي تحبسه, that the person is actually waiting for salah. Nowadays, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ عَجَلٍ, that this human being has been created out of haste. Even a regular musalli, we tend to have this habit that we come for salah last minute. Whilst some work or some task we were involved in delayed us, that's a separate issue. But to make a habit out of it, Allah Rasulullah is in fact encouraging us to come early for salah. Sit in the masjid, make some zikr of Allah Ta'ala, connect with Allah Ta'ala. Today you ask anybody, people are worried about stress, people are complaining about stress, a life of worries. There's no better remedy to de-stress than to sit few minutes before every salah and connect to Allah Ta'ala. Make dua to Allah Ta'ala. The malaika making dua for us. And we find that this is a beautiful way for us to de-stress, take out the worries of our life by connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned about Sa'id bin Musayyib rahimahullah, tabi'i, he was a businessman. Yet he says, for 12 years, I did not enter the masjid except before the azan. Before the azan, 12 years in a row. And he says, 20 years, I cannot remember seeing the back of a musalli. In other words, 20 years in a row, 5 salah, every salah was made in the first saf. Thereafter, we find that in this hadith, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if this person fulfills all these conditions and he's sitting in the masjid, he's waiting for salah, or after salah, he's sitting in the place where he had made salah, the malaika of Allah making dua for him. This meaning is corroborated in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, referring to the angels that hold aloft the arsh of Allah and those around them. In the Quran, Allah says, يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, they are making dua and maghfirat for those who have iman. So this meaning is referred to in this hadith where Rasulullah ﷺ says, as long as he's sitting in the masjid, Allah's malaika making dua for him, that Allah have mercy upon him, Allah forgive him, Allah accept his du'as, Allah accept his repentance. But two conditions. One is his wudu does not break. In other words, we are encouraged that in the masjid, remain in a state of wudu. And the second very important condition is that Rasulullah ﷺ said, مَا لَمْ يُؤْذِي فِيهِ, as long as while sitting in the masjid, he is not in any way harming or hurting a fellow Muslim. He's not causing some discomfort to a fellow Muslim. Now here, what happens? He is deprived of the dua of the malaika. In fact, it comes in some riwayat. For example, a person is sitting in the masjid, engages in a conversation. Like a lot of times, referring to our masjid, you see that section in the back of the masjid, a little bit of a hall that's there in the back. Masjid was designed like that. Yet it has become a regular meeting place while the sunnats, while the people are making the sunnat salah or nawafil, conversations take place. What is happening? We are depriving ourselves of this great reward. Because now we are disturbing other people that are in salah. Likewise, musical ringtones on the cell phones. Sometimes parking incorrectly where we are blocking somebody. MashaAllah, Hazrat Sheikh is sitting in the masjid making zikr, outside is causing taklif to people. So these are the things that we are warned about. One hand, we are doing an act of ibadat. Don't destroy the ibadat by us doing such a thing which causes taklif and hurt to a fellow Muslim. Allah give us tawfiq.